This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I can't believe we are already like at the more than halfway point of April. Time is just flying by. And I'm sure very busy on the campus of Millikan University as people are kind of getting geared up and getting ready for graduation and the end of the school year. But it's our great pleasure to welcome Eric Hector back to the studios. A Millikan grad, 1992. What year did you graduate?
2002.
So yep. You guys were almost there at the same time. Assistant professor in the School of Art and Creative Media and the interim coordinator of creative media on the campus of Millikan. They've got an Images in Motion Film Festival that is coming up at the end of this month on Sunday, April 28th. But maybe more important, Eric, and you please tell me, you're going to have a guest judge by the name of Peter Hawley, who is the director of the Illinois Film Office, the IFO for short. Yeah, this is the kind of the state-sponsored office of trying to coordinate and bring production to the state of Illinois through tax credits and other various means, because it means a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Peter and the folks at the IFO have been, like, just really pushing ahead our tax credits. Illinois is in, we had a really good tax credit, but they have been tweaking it and altering it to the point where I think we're one of the U.S. now. And they're really trying to prep that with the influx they're hoping for, not only for Chicago, but for downstate.
Right.
Spending money down here to get people to be able to make their films here.
Okay, and this is an important point, because if you think about Illinois, you think, you know, Christopher Nolan and Batman or something being in Chicago, but the thousands and thousands of things that are produced, you know, with all the different mediums, you know, they're all shot somewhere. Georgia was a very big state, and then there's some politics involved in that now that don't seem to fit, you know, what Hollywood would like, and so they're looking for other places. Canada's always trying to attract people. Mm. So these people come here and stay in hotel rooms and eat meals and buy gas and hire extras, and it's a tremendous boon to the economy.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And it's also a good thing that it ties into, like you said, all the different, you know, hotels, food. But you buy lumber there too to build sets. You have people, you know, infusing things, and Millikan is sitting in a really good spot for that. As we're moving, this coming semester, we'll have a Bachelor of Film. You can get a Bachelor of Film and Cinema Production, which ties right into what they want at the Illinois Film Office, which is educating people throughout the state. So if a place comes, a larger film comes, there are people who know how to do grip work, gaff work, all of those type of things.
All right. So he's going to be the guest judge. Tell me about the festival itself. And do the kids know what this thing is?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? No doubt.
It's a film reel. Yeah. And film.
And one of the kids designed that. Oh, there they were thinking.
You're getting a little nod to the old school. Well, we got this guy from 92.
Yeah. But the festival is basically, it's like a showcase for the films that the Millikan students,
Have put together.
These are all Millikan student films. It ranges from short films that they've made in their first intro class to they had a 48-hour film challenge, so we are going to take some of the winners for that and put it in the festival, and then also even just motion graphics. It's just kind of showing what Millikan's doing film-wise across the board, with giving the students a chance to show their work to a broader audience.
Okay, now is this open to anyone?
Yeah, folks can come for sure.
Okay, so it's Sunday, April 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And where does it take place?
We're going to have it in Kuiper Hall in the School of Music, and it'll be set up right in there. So,
all right, for where do people park? I mean, for your outsiders that aren't familiar with...
You could park in the DISC parking lot to get to there, or you could park in the University Commons parking lot would be the two closest places. And even if you wanted to park in Kirkland, you could walk it. It's pretty central.
Everything's pretty close, right?
Yeah.
And what will people expect that night?
It'll be students showcasing their work. Once we see all the work, Peter's going to do a judgment. So he's going to give, there's usually a best in show, best cinematography, best directing, best writing. And so they'll just be, the students will come up and get their awards. You know, usually they're pretty happy and excited, especially I think with having somebody like Peter be able to judge them. I think that's a good experience for them to have someone with his skill set and his experience be able to talk to them about the film and why he chose the ones that won.
And then the kids will have their chance to like talk to the audience or people that are there about their work.
Yep, they come up on stage as they win, and then they can say, you know, talk about what it is they were trying to create.
You know how many different films or how many different students are involved?
We are picking through the films right now. It's films that have been generated by Millikan students for the last couple of years. We're doing this every other year now just to give us a bulk. So I'm not sure how many films, but I think it'll be a good batch, and we're going to look at them for time. My guess is it's going to be like around an hour of worth of films, and they have a lot of little shorts and different things too.
All right. Did you have anything like this when you were there? I know you were through the whole arts department.
No, the closest thing, we had things like we would do exhibitions like of art, sculpture, painting or whatever, but nothing interactive in this way. And Eric's been doing something like this for a while now. And I got to see one of them and you see a little spark, you see something in there and you go, I know what you're doing. Give it a little more time. So it's pretty fun.
All right. What are the technology is such, right? I was joking about the reel, but I mean, Are we still teaching film the same way, just using different tools and technology? I mean, has it changed dramatically? I kind of felt like I grew up in an age where they kind of in the early 70s, these young maverick directors kind of came in and changed, cinematography. Mm-hmm. What does it look like today?
I think a lot of it, I mean, you're teaching the same things about storytelling, about engaging characters and things like that. You're just using a different tool set to be able to access it. And I think what that has done is broken down a lot of the barriers that used to be there. I mean, just a filmmaker like me, having the same kind of camera and having access to something that Peter Jackson shoots on or David Soderbergh or Steven Soderbergh shoots on. It's now the students have all these digital tools.
Well, Steven Soderbergh also made a movie with an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it has kind of the great equalizer.
Yeah. And they can touch so many things now. And, we've got digital cameras. We've been really fortunate with, community support and help to give them some really nice tools to work with as well.
All right. And so what is that when that degree is offered? Mm-hmm. I don't know what that looks like. I mean, I kind of understand, like, if I get a degree in architecture or if I get an engineering degree, mm-hmm. what does a degree in film look like?
A degree in film.
I mean, what do they do?
Yeah. You can, with a degree in film and a lot of the things going on, everybody needs content, like they need things to show. So you could do everything with your film degree, from shooting television commercials, shooting corporate video, writing and directing those, producing those, uh-huh. all the way up to feature films, or television. Or like we were saying with the new Axis, I think a lot of independent filmmakers are making their own films and distributing their own films. And that was not possible before. We have a student at Millikan right now. She took a documentary film course. She liked the little documentary she made so much that she expanded it, and she's four-walling a theater, like at the AMC. She's going to invite people, show them to them. She brought in a producer from L.A. A student couldn't have done that years ago,
Yeah, but in some ways, is it even tougher, though? I mean, the access is there, mm-hmm. but the access means there's 70,000 times more people there in the tunnel, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the old way was better. I'm just saying this also offers unique challenges in, I can platform it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to get somebody to okay it over here, but I'm also now competing with everybody else that can platform
it. Yeah, and that's where I think the film degree works, because that we teach them a lot of those things, especially Millikan being very business oriented. They take classes where they'll understand. It's like, I've got a product. I made a film. Before, it would have been difficult for somebody to make a product that, that quality, that
right.
young, but then also giving those entrepreneurial skill sets to be able to go,
which
out.
Is important.
Yeah. Especially in film or all the arts, Like to be able to get folks to see your artwork, because like you said, there's a lot of competition out there. But our goal at Millikan is to give them the edge over that competition.
Right.
And things like this, meeting somebody like Peter, having him look at some of your early films, get you kind of ahead in that line.
What's his background?
He's written and directed films. He has
so
done
he's
a lot
from
of,
the industry.
Oh, yeah. And he's been in Illinois forever.
Well, I mean, I'd be glad that Illinois is not great at giving these jobs to people who actually know what they're doing. the guy that they put in charge of film actually knows something about film.
Yes. And he's taught. I mean, he's taught. He was one of the early teachers at Flashpoint. He's been the dean of several schools.
All right. So
Loyola,
good.
So he's got it together.
One of the things that Eric was starting to touch on a little bit is I found this to be good in my experience there. And now in film, it's a little easier with the tools he's talking about. But leaving with a functioning portfolio, whether you're storyboarding, mm-hmm. you're making film or whatever, and now with the digital tools to be able to put it up online, to have it accessible and to get it out there is so much different than needing to set an appointment and lug in your reels or your book or whatever. Now it's like, hey, I can be out there. And so I think that's a really cool part of this new technology as it's incorporated in the curriculum.
Yeah, and in the curriculum, will there be people who will take advantages that are not necessarily camera people? I mean, can I go through this maybe not wanting to be a director, but wanting to be a producer or wanting to be a writer or wanting to be, will it all be just people who are behind the camera?
No, we have every asset. That's one of the things I like about Millikan and our performance learning. We have different student-run businesses. So we have 1901 Productions, which is a student-run independent film company. They did Sondern Anthology of Loss, which they released at the Lincoln a couple of years ago. It managed to get over, we made over $2,000, which is a higher per theater average, even though they gave away half the tickets than some actual films. But because they're making their own films, they had to have, they have to have writers, directors, producers, camera people, grips, electric. So they have to handle all of that. And one of the best stories I got was two students, film students kind of go out in the summer to kind of find little indie films, as they're starting their career to work on. And two of the students came back after that summer and went, it was great because we were here with all these students from different universities. And they were like, always pointing out, well, how come the Millikan students know how to do this, how to use it? And it's because they have had that hands-on you're talking about as producers, grips, electric, everything.
Yeah, no, I watched The Offer. I wanted to be the guy producing The Godfather. I didn't want to be Al Pacino. I didn't want to be Francis Ford Coppola. I wanted to be that guy. All right. So once again, it's coming up April 28th from 6 to 9. I really encourage you. This is like a very low-key, not like a huge Kirkland, event. Parking will be readily available. You get to go in and see some creative sparks from some of these kids and what they've put together and get a chance to learn something maybe you didn't know. Sounds like a blast, and it's free.
Yeah, and I'd just like to thank especially
some sponsors.
Yeah, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Illinois Arts Council, and the Decatur Arts Council. They have given us a very generous sponsorship this year, as well as Liaison Technology Group, which is letting us use their projectors to show it. We did some tests last night, and it's going to be really beautiful.
Yeah, how will you show it, speaking of new technology and all the ways there are to consume? Will it be big screen?
Yep, it's going to be a large screen in Kuiper. We're going to bring out a bigger screen, hook into their sound system, because they're usually right there is when they're doing all their, their recitals and things. So it's got a really nice sound system. We just brought in Steve at Liaison brought in his large format laser projectors. So it's really beautiful.
Have you seen one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm excited.
Do you have one of those?
No.
Okay. What are you waiting for?
Out of space.
You're the guy I know that. Oh, you're out of space.
Yeah.
Well, how much space does a screen take?
Well, when you want the impact, you want as much as you can get.
Yeah, cover up something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this sounds like a blast and a lot of fun. I'm happy for the kids.
Yeah.
Everybody has a passion, and whether it's playing for the women's basketball team, or it's being, I just like the fact that at least we're able once a week to spend some time, highlighting and focusing on all these different areas, because they all put the same amount of work in, right? Mm-hmm. Just some of it's more visible than others.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm glad. I mean, for somebody who loves to consume great art, I am glad that we are producing future artists that will fill that need. I'm always grateful when I run across it. And it all starts in, some spark in a classroom somewhere. But you guys are giving them the tools to go out and do what they want to do and follow their passion, which is just fantastic. I'm sure mom and dad probably, when they hear film school, go, are you sure about that?
You know what the coolest part about those weekly conversations is? We talk about the classroom, but it goes quickly to the experiences that are outside the classroom, the real world stuff that is tethered.
Well, and think about how much, Eric brings to that.
So much.
All of the hands-on, film.
Talk about portfolios.
Yeah. What's the latest with the latest movie?
We've finished Trick and Treats, and it is now being shopped around. A lot of people are taking a look at it.
This is the business side of it, right?
And it came out beautifully. I mean, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. No one will guess what it costs, but it's another good example of what can be done here in Central Illinois.
Real-world practical experience. Sometimes in higher ed, professors are more kind of like, it's not necessarily they've done the thing they're teaching. They're just really good at teaching the thing. And you do both. You've been there. You've had to scrap it around and go find sponsors. And how do we afford to pay for this? And how do we get the stuff that we need? So you can give a realistic picture of what that looks like.
And I think, like you said, like when parents hear a lot of times, it's like, okay, my student is going to go into a fine art. One of the things I do is I bring them into my office, and in my office, it's got movie posters for movies I've worked on. It's got comic books for the comics I've worked on. And went, I did all this starting here at Millikan. Yeah. If they start here at Millikan, I'm sure they're way brighter than I was back in the day, so they can achieve this too.
Yeah.
And it helps, I think, the parents to see it.
Because it's not theory.
Right.
And I think a lot of higher ed for years lived in a theory world rather than a real world. But I feel like that's been, you know, changed dramatically at Millikan University across all the classes and the subject matter that we have in here every Wednesday. Just great stuff. Heroic Age still going good in the Arts Center out there?
Yeah, everything's going great. We just put some new clients in the Art Center. We've got, speaking of Millikan folks, we've got Lyle Salmi, who did all the painting. He's actually has a studio space that he just opened in the Art Center. We've got Gene Tanta, who's opened a space as well. We've got a new Pokemon card collectible space. We've got a lot of things. So they're filling up. We've got a new recording studio that's going in. I only have one small space left, so if anybody's interested, so it's everything's going really, really
well. What's the cost for the one small space?
It's like $350 a month,
okay.
And it's, you know, medium size. It's the one that Musicians Foundry was in, but they moved to the larger space to take up all the recording because they're going to do more recording.
All right. So, but you know, with that, you get, you know, there's stuff that comes with that, right? I mean, you know, the you get the space clearly if you're a creator,
proximity of creative people
and audience.
Yep.
And all those things, right?
Oh yeah. And it's great to see them all in there working together. Like, especially Lyle, he like leaves his door open while he's painting and people can come by, you know, and kind of just see him work. I've been really pleased. I couldn't have done all that without folks like yourself helping to point people over there.
Our pleasure. Anytime we can, you know, we'd like to come back out and see you. We haven't been there for a while.
We'd like to screen your movie.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to, as soon as we make a deal, that's what we're waiting on, that will allow us to do a
local
premiere. We will do a big hype local premiere because we could not have made Trick and Treats into what it turned out, which I'm super proud of, without, like say, you all's help. Everybody in the community was so helpful. And that is another thing I think that we can then show some of these folks like Peter as they come in. It's like, look, we made this here with the support of the community. Once you start bringing things downstate, we're Decatur area is very ready for that.
Well, that's the whole theory reality again. We've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, we think we can do it. We've done it. Great stuff, Eric. Good luck to you on the 28th.
Thank you so
much. Appreciate
it.
Thanks for being here with us today and telling us all about it. Once again, if you'd like to go, literally April 28th from 6 to 9 on the campus of Millikan University. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.